People, some carrying babies, rush into this Kiev subway or metro station as they settle in to wait when this massive round of Russian attacks is over. Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones towards the capital and across Ukraine, but not all hit their intended targets. A Ukrainian soldier apparently shoots down a Russian drone flying over his trench. Soon after, Ukrainian troops shout joyfully. Authorities claimed dozens more drones and missiles were shot down. The latest Russian attacks come just hours after several Western nations committed to sending advanced battle tanks to help Ukraine push back the Russian military from its territory. U.S. President Joe Biden was the latest Western leader to decide to send tanks after initial reluctance within his administration.
The United States has worked in lockstep with our allies and partners around the world to make sure the Ukrainian people are in the strongest possible position to defend their nation, their families, and against the truly brutal aggression of Russia. And today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield. And we'll begin to train the Ukrainian troops on these issues of sustainment, logistics, and maintenance as soon as possible.
Earlier, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz confirmed his country would supply more than 100 Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine by allowing other nations to send theirs too. Germany itself will send 14 pieces of the German-made Leopard 2 tanks, but with the green light from Germany, countries such as Poland and the Netherlands also want to deliver these tanks to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the deliveries are crucial to win the war. I am very happy. I would like to say thank you to Germany, to Britain, to the United States that they made this decision, he says. Zelensky cautions, overall, I'm very thankful to the world for their support of Ukraine, but frankly speaking, the number of tanks and the delivery time to Ukraine is critical. Russia has warned Kiev and the West that the tank deliveries would be a dangerous escalation of the armed conflict in Ukraine. And a Kremlin spokesperson said those tanks will burn just like any others. As attacks intensified Thursday, news emerged that a German citizen was detained at Germany's Munich airport on suspicion of treason for allegedly spying for Russia. The Prosecutor General's office said Thursday that Arthur E. was detained Sunday while arriving in Germany from the United States. He is reportedly an associate of Carsten L., a German Foreign Intelligence Service employee. He was detained in December for allegedly spying for Moscow as Europe's worst armed conflict in some 80 years continued. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss. Reporting.